Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor with a very special program we're doing right now. Program focused towards those who are visually impaired, the blind or people who are visually impaired, which means that a good deal of their vision is gone. And we have with us in studio a whole host of people who have been involved in training. We have John Whitaker, who's the Director of Computer Training at the Optometric Institute Clinic of Metro Detroit. John, again, good to have you with us.
Love it.
And Dr. Bernard Miller is with us, who is the Director of the Low Vision Clinic there. Thanks, Doctor.
Thank you.
King Nelson, who is a counselor with the Michigan Commission for the Blind, in the studio with us. Thanks, King.
Glad to be here.
It was interesting. During the break, Cal, you were asking some very good practical questions about costs and things like that. Let me just suggest that, again, if you folks have interest, have questions about costs involved in this thing and how to get involved in the program, go to internetadvisor.net. And in our homepage there, we have links, direct links to the Optometric Institute and Clinic of Metro Detroit, and also to the Michigan Commission for the Blind. So you can get some of the practical questions there answered. But what I wanted to do, John, and we have also with us in studio Gina DiMaggio, who is somebody who has, we were just talking about, has been benefited from the training that you've received at the Institute.
Absolutely.
But we've got somebody else on the line with us, and that is Roger Long. Roger, welcome to WJR and the Internet Advisor.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm delighted to have with you. Roger, very quickly, tell us your situation and how you are hooked up with the commission here and getting your training.
Well, my situation is that approximately 10 years ago, I broke my neck in a motorcycle accident, which left me a significantly visually impaired quadriplegic.
That means you really don't have use of your upper or lower body.
I have some use of my arms. I can use my arms, but they're very weak and my hands are paralyzed.
Gotcha.
So it's very difficult because when it comes to the computer technology, I cannot use Braille.
Right.
Gina,
you're faced with the same thing.
I'm faced with the exact same situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Roger, I understand that you're bedridden as well right now.
I am right now. Well, one of the things that people with paralysis deal with on a somewhat regular basis, depending on their particular situation, because paralysis, it affects everybody differently.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I suffer from chronic pressure wounds. And
right.
so
right.
there are periods of time where I just have to stay in bed until I heal up.
Boy, I imagine then the computer would be like a lifeline to the outside world for you.
It really is, because, when you can't even leave your bed, it is totally a window to the outside world. And I don't really watch a lot of television at all. I do listen to the radio.
Sure.
I'm a huge fan of music.
Yep.
I'm an aspiring musician, harmonica player.
Oh.
And looking to go to school at Wayne State either this spring or fall, depending on my physical condition.
So how long did it take you to get trained? Well, John, were you involved in the training here?
Yes, I was.
Okay, how long did Professor John take to get you go to the place where you felt you were kind of comfortable?
Well, it took a couple of months. I had some prior training back at Visually Handicapped Services, which was mentioned earlier.
King, that would be the Michigan Commission for the Blind?
Yes, Visually Handicapped Services is partner agency that works with us to train clients' basic skills of blindness.
Gotcha. Okay.
So. I also had some training, with that as well.
Good. Okay. So that's where you started there. And then, John, you, Roger, rather, you got involved in being trained by John. Okay. So it took a couple of months,
this last training period. But prior to that, I did spend a few months down at Visually Handicapped Services in Detroit, again, back in the summer of 2006. So I was kind of already familiar with the software.
So how do you get on, how do you get on to a computer and get rolling? Can you give us an idea of what that's like for you?
Sure. Well, unfortunately, I have to physically turn the computer on.
Okay.
Once I have the computer on, though, it's totally voice activated from there. So it's just a matter of me being able to push one button. After pressing that one button, I can do anything that anybody who is sighted can do on a computer. It is an incredibly empowering experience. Prior to this experience, I really didn't have much computer experience at all, because I was very busy with my life prior to my accident. and just didn't spend a whole lot of time on the computer.
You're a young man, you know, and suddenly, bam, this motorcycle accident happens. I love what you said. It's an empowering experience. Gina, would you describe it that same way?
It is so empowering. It's just, it makes you feel so, you have your independence back, you know, that, and really you feel like you've lost that for a while, you know, and it's just, it is, like Roger said, it's empowering.
And for you now, it's going to lead to some work, right, Gina?
Absolutely. I'm extremely excited. I am going to actually be working at Wayne State in a classroom with students that are learning about adaptive technology and how to use it, you know, with voice activation.
Oh, cool.
And it can... people not only who are blind, but maybe have other issues, like, you know, like Roger's issues or, you know, anything, even elderly people who just want to get, you know, involved with, you know, getting, you know.
It's so wonderful. What's so wonderful
is this. Can I say something very quickly?
Yeah, go, John, please.
We're actually involved in working with Wayne State with one of their teachers now to make this technology available at Wayne State with that teacher for the classroom through Gina. Our staff is involved in that project with Wayne State.
Now, Roger, how about you? You know, I imagine like me, kind of envisioning you in bed there. Okay, you got the computer started. You're now able to get on and go anywhere the computer can. What do you hope to do?
Well, again, you know, I'm looking forward to taking some classes at Wayne State this fall. Right now, I'm really, really focusing on learning the harmonica. And another great thing about having this computer right here at my bedside is I can go online and I can look up particular artists, particular songs, and it gives me an opportunity to advance my musical aspirations because I can spend a lot of time practicing, going online, again, you know, different websites, websites that are specific to harmonica training and you know, linking up with other musicians. It's just incredible. None of this would be possible if not for this technology.
Yeah. It's so interesting. Roger really surprised me. He started going to YouTube and studying how to play the harmonica on YouTube. And I thought YouTube
Ed
might...
learned how to sew. Roger went there and learned how to play a harmonica.
Let's do it.
I love it. A couple of good riffs on that. Cal, you're going to say something. Go ahead.
Well, I just got to ask the magic question, and this is swerving totally off the road. But Roger and I see Gina here. They're both young folks, and even King, he's probably a little bit younger than you are as well. But the question I have to ask is, do you guys all maintain a Facebook page?
I do not have a Facebook page. That is something that I'm definitely interested in. So if John can help me out with that, that would be great.
Oh, sweet. How about you, Rich?
Well, I do have one, honestly, but I've been so busy working on these other things, I just really haven't spent much time with it.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I would have to... It would take a little while to familiarize myself with it, you know, due to my visual impairment, but it is something that, you know, that I would... certainly, you know, be interested in getting more familiar with.
Hey,
King,
do you have one?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I'm interested in all that.
I think I spiked something there.
I think you did. I did. Hey, we want to do something very quickly, and then we are going to Jamaica, folks, in just a moment. But right now, I also want to bring somebody else into the conversation who has been apparently part of this training, and that is, am I right, Nathan from Detroit?
Yeah.
Nathan, you there?
Yes.
Hi, Nathan. What was your involvement with the training here?
How are you doing today? Thank you.
Good.
I'm a client of Commission for the Blind. Dr. Miller is he's my physician. And I use them to go to school, get a graduate from Wayne State. John Whitaker trained me on magic software for my computer. Uh-huh. I'm currently employed at QT Enterprises in the call center. And hopefully I will be doing the books through the QuickBooks computer operation, along with the magic training.
That
from John Wood.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You know what's really interesting? May I?
Go ahead, just kind of quickly.
Real quickly, is that we provided a specialist in QuickBooks to work with Nathan.
Oh.
And then aided that specialist with the technology that he needed to see the screen, the magnification program. So one of our strengths is we pull on multiple skills, computer technology and assistive technology, and have a package of services that allows us to do things that normally other people can't do.
All right.
I might add here,
yes,
I'm Nathan's counselor, and I was Gina's counselor as well.
Yes.
And Nathan is working now. He got into an internship that was due to the Commission for the Blind, and I was his counselor that got him
wonderful
in that, and now he's working employed now.
Well,
that's
Nathan,
what we do.
Thank you so much for calling. We've got to run because we've got to go to Jamaica. But I
want
to thank you for calling in and for affirming that. Roger, I want to thank you so much, Roger Long, for being with us as well.
Thank you. If I may add, if there are any harmonica teachers out there, if there are any musicians out there that are interested in getting involved with some teaching and helping me get a band together, a blues band, please contact me. I'll leave you my email address.
That's excellent. Matter of fact, we'll do it through John on our homepage here. You can come, you can email internet Foster at Internet Advisor. I'll get it on to John. We also have a link to the Optometric Institute as well, and we can get
thank
the information
so
there. Oh, hey, brother, thank you so much for being with us. A very quick break, and then we're coming back, and we're going to Jamaica, where it's warm.